This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Hour number two. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott.
The sour hour.
No.
The sour hour is before the power hour.
No.
We got to name hour two something.
You want to name hour two something?
The sour hour.
Why sour?
Because when all the people can come up there and tell us what they're mad about. Like, I'm mad about, like, when I came here.
What are you mad about?
Had to come in.
Yeah.
And they shoot a damn movie, and I got to try and, you know, be like, get away. Then they won't even tell me what movie it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be extra.
Where are they shooting a movie?
Right outside the parking lot. In between the parking lots on that side street, but next to the school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're shooting a movie. Wouldn't tell me what it was either.
You didn't want to be an extra just hanging around?
Hey, why not?
I would do that.
You know what I'm saying? I sit in the back. I like how you die, boy. You know what I'm saying? I can do that. I can die real good. I just lay, Still the scene.
Did they just want most
overacting?
Bystanders?
Yeah, the most overacting in the world.
Now, that's a historic area over there by Seaport. Like, there's cobblestone roads and old buildings and stuff. And I wonder, is it a time period movie, or was it like, did it look like it was current?
I don't know. It looked like one of them canceled Will Smith movies.
Oh, man. So you don't want to be an extra in that anyway. Nobody can see it.
Yeah, I do.
You do just for the check, right? Just so you could say you were in a movie?
Get jiggy with it. I didn't cast you, Will. Give me some money.
And you would go full Tropic Thunder, wouldn't you?
Oh, man.
Man, you would.
Simple Jack all the way.
Simple
baby.
Jack, you would. Yeah. All right, so what's everybody mad at?
888-ESPN. Please, don't hurt me.
888-729-3776. There's some dude on Twitter who's mad.
Why?
What's his name? I'm not going to say his name. But he's like, he said that no one cares about the NBA playoffs in New York City.
What?
When you talk about that, it's shut off. He said it's boring. First of all, a couple things. Number one,
basketball.
You might not like, maybe you don't want to hear about basketball. New York's a basketball city. But second of all, Bart, there's nothing that we do that's boring.
Right.
Like, there's not a damn thing that we do that's boring. It might be a little crazy. It might be a little off the wall. Yeah. It might be like, what the hell are they talking about? It could be some of that.
Okay.
It could be Bart is saying the wrong name for this guy, but I kind of know who he's talking about. It could be that. But there's a lot of things that we are boring.
Okay. Okay. Lindor didn't come through
What do you want?
Lindor.
Aaron Judge is going to cost the Yankees a lot of money. Yeah, thanks, Captain Obvious. What else is there to say? It's freaking May.
You know, the Yankees would have been great if they would have got Sterling Marte. You know, they tried to get him last year.
Right.
He would fit right in.
Right. Is that what we're supposed to do? Is that what we're supposed to do?
Meh.
I tell you what, the Yankees is going to cost them a lot. They're going to have to give them $400 million. They're going to have to do it. It's May. Here's a hot take. The Yankees front office knows that Aaron Judge can do this. All right, this is what you want. Is this what you want? You want your baseball talking to you? Here you go. They know that he can do this. Nobody's surprised. Nobody. No. Brian Cashman's not sitting in his office going, holy crap, he's got 14 home runs. What are we going to do? No. He's like, yep, that's what we know. But you know what else he's doing?
He's hoping that lumbar. He opened that lumbar fallout.
What they know is that it's May. Tell me. Brian Cashman's going to probably say, talk to me in August.
That train's never late for Aaron Judge, right?
Thank you. This is great. But this isn't, I mean, it's fun to point out, like, I love when Buster every day almost now puts it up. Now he's on pace for 64 home runs. Like, it's great. But if anyone thinks that the Steinbrenners are huddling up now with Cashman going, you fool, why didn't you offer? We're going to, no, none of them are feeling that way because they've seen this movie before.
Yep.
They know what he can do. What they don't know is if he can do it over 162 games. That's why this is something they want to wait and see on.
Remember,
this is proven. Yeah. So it's great that he's got off to a great start, everybody. But it's way too early to start predicting how much the Yankees should be offering him. Because he's got to get to 120 games, 110 games before that becomes a real conversation. There you go. That's your New York.
You know, last year this time, Jacob DeGrom was the favorite to win everything. Then his whole scapula fell.
Jacob DeGrom was unhittable last year at this time, and now he doesn't want to play for the Mets. He doesn't want to pitch. He hurt his shoulder. How do you fracture your shoulder throwing a baseball?
Nah. I see. I want Jacob so badly to like get paid because he's grossly underpaid, but he has to have a healthy season. And we talk about expiration date on these Tommy Johns, right? Mm. And these little, we watched Tanaka go around with this partially torn UCL.
Yep.
And
you know, for like 4 years.
Yeah, but he did it because he was still throwing a little slider.
Yeah.
Right? Yo, Jake was still trying to put he was breaking the sound barrier last year throwing the ball.
Listen. The DeGrom thing is very interesting. You're not going to see him until the second half of the season.
Yeah.
And he's in a contract
if they're
year.
Smart. Yeah, if they're smart.
Yeah. Meanwhile, all right, so there's your baseball. All right, what else are we talking? What else is going on in the world that if playoff basketball is boring.
Deshaun Watson had a meeting with the NFL.
No. How about the PGA Championship starts tomorrow?
Where's Phil?
You want some Tiger Woods? Phil's in a world of hurt.
Is Phil on sabbatical? What happened?
No, it's not sabbatical. No. He's in timeout.
That's what I'm saying.
And hey, Phil's in timeout. Phil Mickelson, he's in timeout, and not a damn person wants to get on his side of the room. You see all the reactions everybody's got. They're like, yeah, I don't mess with Phil. No,
you miss Phil was here.
No, my name is Paul.
What did Phil do? So people can understand.
What did he do? Well, it's a book coming out that's an unauthorized book.
Mm.
That has all kinds of stuff that I get. Apparently, he did an interview that he thought was off the record, and this dude just running all of it.
Oh,
it's not good, and it's a lot. It has to do with the Saudis who want to do that their own golf tour,
Saudi Arabia, right?
That he said some things about them that got out. Then he started chirping the PGA Tour itself and how they treat people, and you know all the guys on the tour are just like, yeah, nah, I'm not going there.
Mm.
So yeah, he's not part of the PGA. They're gonna miss his presence. But everybody's like, it's better he's not here because he's really become suddenly one of the a source of controversy. But let me get to somebody who's not, and that's Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods, it starts tomorrow. So a little after 9, he tees off with McIlroy and Spieth.
Mm.
That's a hell of a trio, right? And Tiger Woods, as you remember, he got through the Masters. Mm-hmm. Would he make the cut? Remember all that stuff? He's going to play in the Masters. That was the first step. Then it's like, will he make the cut? He does.
Yeah.
He was actually top on the leaderboard for a while. Like, there was something magical about that. Then it's like, all right, well, let's not expect great things out of Tiger Woods. Let's not put all this expectation and pressure on him. Unless he does it, Bart. Yep. Because listen to Tiger talking about how he feels going into the PGA Championship.
I feel like I can, yeah. Definitely. I just got to go out there and do it. I got to do my work. And it starts on Thursday, and I'll be ready. Still have tough days, and things aren't going to be as easy as people might think. But I feel like I'm doing better. I'm having more days in which are better, more positive. Able to practice a little bit longer. So I'm able to do activities and things that I was hoping to do. And I'm finally able to do them.
I don't know. There's something funny about him saying, like, talking to all that stuff. Then he goes, you know, some activities.
Yeah. I tell you what.
Like, it almost sounded like he all of a sudden turned into, like, a camp counselor. We're going
to
have some activities.
I need to know what golf performance enhancer program is all about. Because this would be a perfect time to piss test Tiger Woods.
Now, why would you put that out there in the world?
I'm just saying.
Why don't you leave him alone? It's Tiger Woods.
Do golf even care? That's what I'm saying. Does golf even care?
Should they?
I don't know. I never played.
Have you seen Bryson DeChambeau? I mean, he's tearing ligaments off his wrist because he got too big.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, though. Like, right now, like, Tiger.
Have you seen how big Bryson DeChambeau got in less than a year? And you're going to tell me that it's, Tiger coming back from basically almost losing his leg. Let's test his urine. But Bryson all of a sudden has this injury.
Bryson DeChambeau's like, hey, you want to tell coach about this? He got a new attitude and put on 30 pounds of muscle. Oh, place at the table. Starting defense. Like, you know, you play golf,
listen,
right?
You got to hit the ball, not beat it to death. All right. Like, that's what it's about.
Must break you.
Listen, but you as an athlete, hearing Tiger speak that way. I mean, he begins it. Like I said, just quickly, I'll play the very beginning. He's asked, does he think he can win the PGA? This is a major. Asked if he thinks he can win it.
I feel like I can, yeah. Definitely. I just got to go out there and do it.
I mean, Bart.
Yeah, he put a little extra on. He said, yeah, I just got to go out there and do it. Yeah.
Like, it's not like Tiger's going like, oh, you know, one step at a time. I just want to feel good about it. Like, most athletes, when they aren't sure, will try to tamp down a lot of the excitement about your return and what you can do. And
you know, we're just making steps. You know what I'm saying? We're just sitting here trying to be better every day.
But this was different. This was, hell yeah, I can win this thing, and I'm going to try. What do you read from that?
I mean, I think, you know, listen, he thinks it's more mental. He wants to try and put some pressure. Like you say, he's playing in, with a hell of a threesome. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So let's see if they, you know, pull him forward. You know what I mean? Sometimes when you're playing against good people, you compete, and the competitor in you, you know, it pulls you up.
Would you put money down on Tiger? He's 60-1. 60-1.
How much money are we talking about?
What'd you put down?
I'll put a little cheese on the taco.
Would you put a G down? Put a G down on it.
Yeah,
60-1 to win it. I mean, Scheffler's 11-1, Rahm's 12-1, Rory and Justin Thomas are 14-1, and Spieth is 16-1.
Yeah,
Morikawa 18-1. Like
somebody
that.
Might hurt
those
their,
are your
somebody
favorites.
Might hurt their back. Somebody might mess up. Somebody, you know what I'm saying? Might get COVID. Like, who's the guy that was winning a couple years ago? He got COVID and he took him off. He's like, what?
Yeah, that's the one thing. Look, and the Celtics are certainly learning that. Oh, wait, I talked NBA. It's boring. Don't do that.
Damn it.
Yeah. By the way, those that want to see, since we are in ESPN Plus today, we won't be tomorrow. Why? Because the PGA Championship is streaming live on ESPN Plus starting tomorrow, 8 Eastern. So we step aside and let you watch some golf. But you can listen to us and watch some golf, right? Like, that's all right. Oh, we that's cool. Like, we're good with that. As long as you listen to us, that's what matters. And you never know what we're going to talk about. And you never know.
We can talk about P-Knuckle, right?
It could be Drew Brees.
Following Drew Brees and P-Knuckle.
And pickleball.
Pickleball, that's right. And I thought, where I get P-Knuckle from?
Yeah. So 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. It is Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance makes bundling home and auto easy. Learn more at progressive.com. In 10 seconds, we're going to see, speaking of sizzle, is there any sizzle to Heat Celtics? Like, are we feeling it? Because tonight we have a matchup that I feel like is the headline matchup of the Final Four in the NBA. In 10 seconds.
The Miami Heat went into the locker room. They were down 8 points.
They just played desperate, and I didn't think necessarily that their defense was physical enough. They weren't active enough in the first half. That all turned into third quarter. They didn't take anything for granted.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. The Western Conference Finals begins tonight, Bart. Game 1, 9 p.m. Eastern, Mavericks at the Warriors. The game's on TNT, so ESPN on TV. We have the Eastern Conference. TNT has the West, but ESPN Radio, we got it all. So we have the coverage tonight on ESPN Radio beginning at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. I give you the pre halftime and post. I'm on that call, baby.
Oh, yeah, I'm talking
about. And we got
about
Marques Desir, we got PJ Carlissimo, and we got George Sedano on the call live from the Bay Area from Chase Center on that. So we got the radio call for you on most ESPN radio stations. You know what else we got tonight? Stanley Cup playoffs. We're in the second round, Bart. Rangers, Hurricanes. Any of you New York fans sneak into the building down there? Did you get your tickets, despite the fact that they weren't letting anybody outside of the research triangle buy a ticket to game one?
The Bermuda Triangle?
I got mine already.
Yeah, but see, Renee got his because he's got family down there. That's how you work that out.
See, that's the thing. That's
the
how you
drops
do it.
At 7, and that game is on ESPN TV for those watching. nationally, so you can see that game there. So that's all going on. So a busy time. And last night, the Eastern Finals began in the NBA, and it was the Heat and the Celtics. And the Heat came away with a 118-107 win over Boston, despite the fact that Boston outscored the Heat in three of the four quarters. But that one quarter was a hell of a quarter. It was a 39-14 quarter for the Heat on a 22-2 run to flip the game. And Jimmy Butler outscored the Celtics with 17 points to the Celtics' 14. He just played out of his mind. He played great at both ends. He had a couple of steals.
Patient.
He had a huge block on Tatum.
Yeah.
But it was just, he just turned it up a notch, and the Celtics weren't able to match. And that, of course, is the difference maker. And that's what you get out of Jimmy Butler, right, Eric Spoelstra?
Jimmy just really inspired everybody in that third quarter. Those two steals kind of changed the momentum. And then every time and pocket in the game when we needed to control, you know, the game, or get the right shot or make the right decision, Jimmy had his fingerprints on that. You know, you're seeing great two-way basketball, really, on both sides.
It is great. But we had a caller already earlier. And I know yesterday a lot of the narrative was, how are we disrespecting the Heat and all that stuff. But, Bart, I'm going to ask you if you feel the way I feel. This series is a good series, a competitive series. But isn't it missing something? There's no KD. There's no Giannis. There's no LeBron. Like, tonight, at least you get Luka Doncic, you get Steph Curry, you got the Warriors and all their, you know, the dynasty background, that core that they had, and, you know, putting that band back together. But Steph Curry alone just sells, yeah. Right? Luka Doncic is the hottest name in the sport right now. Like, that sells.
And that's the thing.
Is Heat Celtics with Tatum and Butler, like, is that making you, like, say, I gotta watch that game? Like, are you feel like there's enough sizzle in this, or is this just a good basketball series and that's it?
It's going to be a good basketball series, and if game one was any indication, you know what I mean, I think it's going to be high level. And, you know, you look at Jimmy Butler, he's a star. He's not a superstar, but he's their superstar, right? He's their number one player. But it's nothing sexy. You wouldn't pick Jimmy Butler out of the top 10 players, maybe in the Eastern Conference. You know what I mean? He might make the top 10, maybe.
But here's why.
There's nothing sexy about what he does.
That's what it is. That's why. It's not about his. See,
he's
those,
not dunking on people.
Those are
going to
take
flare.
This. They're going to go, you know, you're underestimating. He's so good. He does this. I would pick him to win a game because of what he can do.
He's
I agree with
life.
All that. But I'm talking about when you get to the final four of your league. You're trying to get not just your basketball fans to watch. It's like us and me dealing with that guy on Twitter who's just like, you're not talking. Basketball's boring in New York. No teams. All right. But you know what? It's when you get to this point, people should that are not the diehard fans are the yeah. ones that you are trying to draw in and saying, man, you got to see this. Like, you got to see Luka Doncic versus Steph Curry. You got to see this.
Yeah, if you had Trae Young in this series, it would be more compelling.
I think if you had Giannis and KD,
yeah,
it just would have a bigger feel to it.
I tell you what.
LeBron missing is still, as much as we just got tired of LeBron.
Yeah, I think
maybe we were
still
dancing on the Laker grave. You miss LeBron at this level. You miss having that. You miss that stuff.
See, Jason Tatum, if he wins it, he will become Giannis.
But he's got to get there.
Yeah, he has to win the whole damn thing, which is going to be difficult to do. When I look at the Miami Heat, you know who I see?
What?
The Pistons. Hey. Chauncey Billups was Finals MVP, yeah. But never at any point was like, oh, yeah. Man, I can't wait to see Rip Hamilton and Chauncey Billups.
Yeah.
This is going to be great. You know what I mean?
They were in the conference finals, like, how many was it, 6 years in a row?
Exactly.
And they won the championship in 2004. They beat the Lakers. Like, that championship was a shocking.
It was like David versus Goliath,
yeah.
Right? Everybody thought that the AARPs were going to get her done because they had Karl Malone and they went and got Gary Payton, who moved on from there and still got his chip at an even older age. But it's like, I feel like I'm watching the Pistons. This is a team that plays together, plays hard, always in shape. And guys that make big shots, but no, at any point, like I used to watch. I remember when I used to see Rip Hamilton and Chauncey Billups in the All Star game. It didn't even look right when they would go out there. Ben Wallace and the three is like, yeah, they All Stars, but they were great teams, and that's what I see when I look at Miami.
But you
when
know
I
what?
Look at Kyle Lowry, he's a star. He's not a superstar.
No. This will be just so everybody understands. This will be completely misconstrued. Because this sounds like hating. It's just reality. There's certain things in certain games and certain where you watch, you're just like, man, like, That's just like I'll say game six, Tatum versus Giannis was compelling.
Yeah.
That was compelling. But you compare it to last year when KD and Giannis were going, you know, head to head, and KD hits that shot and his foot's on, like, it's just something about watching the best of the
our
best
at like
their craft in those moments. There's just something compelling about it. And does this series have it? Does it mean that the Heat are not a good team? Does it mean that Jimmy Butler's not a good player? Does it mean that the Celtics are not? No. But it just, there's something about the NBA when you have the stars. There's just something about it that makes it a little extra special. And I think the Western Conference
super sizzle
has it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's the sizzle all over the damn place.
You got the best player trying to bring his role players along to play against a great team that has a history, but it's getting older. You know, I thought what Dylan Brooks and everybody said was important. Like, listen, they're getting old, and we're recognizing it.
Yep.
Much like when we saw the Bulls take over the Pistons, or the Pistons take over the Boston Celtics.
Oh, there was something so amazing about that.
It's like
watching
the
transition,
the
passing of the torch, all that stuff.
And they held them off. Remember, the Celtics held the Pistons off, right?
Yeah.
The Pistons held the Bulls off, right? We talk about the Scottie Pippen migraine game. They had control of that series.
Mm-hmm.
And this may be the last year. Only difference is the Golden State Warriors have young reinforcements in Kuminga, Poole, and now Wiseman. So they may be able to be different players, Clay, Draymond, and Steph.
I think the door's
still be able to win. Yeah, have a second dynasty like the Bulls had too.
I do think the door's open for them at least to get one. This year could be the year they do it. But they still got to overcome Luka Doncic in that game, certainly tonight, game one of that series at Western Conference Finals.
Who checks Luka?
Well, that's a great question. There's more we can talk about that, in fact, because that is, like, as we preview this game tonight and the series tonight, that's for the Warriors, they have answers. Like, you know, you might not think they do, but they do. They have several answers, and it doesn't have to be one. And that's why they can win the series, because they don't have one answer. They've got several. We can certainly discuss that. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Also, we want to get your reaction, too, about the conference finals. Is the East lacking the sizzle, or am I just lacking respect?
Yeah, call in about Aaron Judge, too.
Right, and Aaron Judge, Captain Obvious. He's having a great start to the season. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Bart and Hahn.
Outstanding. Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio.
So what you been doing up in Bristol, son?
I've been just,
Celebrating everything that Bristol has to offer, man. Them good-ass cookies. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, let me see. Let me list everything that's great about hanging out in Bristol.
Did you go to the campus?
It's close to the hotel.
They got a rim up there, son.
They have what?
They got a gym, right? They got a gym with a basketball court in it, right?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't bring my gear.
It's Bristol.
What does that mean?
You know they probably got some old Jalen Rose shorts sitting around there somewhere. All the people that used to be up there.
The thing I don't want to do is put on old Jalen Rose shorts.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? I'm good.
All them commercials they did with basketball players, they got some LeBrick bricks up there.
Yeah.
He got to hang out with Renee yesterday.
Yeah, no. Renee was up here yesterday.
He was up there, son?
I made the drive.
We had a good time.
You made the drive.
We had lunch.
That's what happens.
We had a good time.
Oh, y'all didn't have lunch in the lunchroom, did you? Because that'd mean nobody
paid
for nothing.
I want to bring this up one more time, though, Bart, because you have not met Cam in person. And I think you guys would hit it off famously.
I haven't.
No, not in person.
You sure? Last year when I did the Drizz Ave?
He might not have remembered, but I do have a distinct memory of Mark.
Wow.
Mark. Look what I did.
Mark, yeah.
That caller. Bart scootering up and down our hallways.
Yeah.
But,
you brought your scooter
last year.
Wait,
last year. Told you so.
Why didn't I bring the scooter with me here?
You could have had a great
time. What is wrong with me?
That's what I'm saying. I met Cam last year. That's what I'm saying. He's like, I met the whole crew.
If you met Cam, you would know about his blouses then.
These are button-down shirts.
No. They look really good.
Like a surfer thing?
They fit you well.
Are they polyester or neoprene?
Blouses.
I don't know, but
it's just
the prints,
a button-down shirt with floral patterns.
Yes, with patterns and prints, and it's very blousy, but it's also like it's very stylish. It's nice.
Is it polyester?
No.
I don't know what material it is.
No.
Bart would be able to tell you right off the jump.
Oh, yeah.
If I touch it, all I got to do is touch it.
Yeah. You want me to touch it, and then I can tell you what it feels like?
Yeah, touch it. Touch it. See if it has a little stretch in it. I'm sure it's some type. If it's shiny, if you said it's a blouse, it's got to be some type of sheen to it. So that means usually polyester. Unless you spent that real cheese on it, that means it got a little silk.
Yesterday's had a bit of a sheen. Today.
Oh, from Target, yes, definitely
yesterday's
polyester.
Yesterday's was definitely polyester cotton. Yeah, this one's a little more.
We don't have a camera in there to put you on camera so everybody can see
you. I don't know.
Handsome face?
Evan Wilner gets on camera all the time.
All the time. I know, so there has to be a camera in there.
Yeah, he's
okay. They probably turned it off because he's walking around.
I heard they're renaming the show Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, and Evan.
Yeah.
They're adding another initial to it now because.
call their show the Alphabet Show.
It's just every letter you could possibly come up with. You know what's missing, though, is the L that's coming on June 1st.
Yeah. That's what we're going to add to their show.
I'm just going to leave it
there. That should be the bet. We should add the L to their show.
Right. And. Right, they have to add. No, we're jet skiing on the East River. I'm holding to that.
Yeah, but we still want to put the L. They got to add the L to their show for a week.
Yeah.
For a month.
Well, we've already talked way too much about this kind of thing because nobody cares. The road to the rematch is what people do care about is on as bantamweight champ Juliana Pena and former champ Amanda Nunes. It's Pena. My eyes are really bad.
The rematch.
And former champ Amanda Nunes go head-to-head now as coaches. On the historic 30th season of The Ultimate Fighter. Stream the series now exclusively on ESPN Plus. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com. And if you sign up now at ESPNplus.com, guess what? You get us. You could see us. You could see Cam in his beautiful blouse that he's wearing today. It's very pretty.
No camera on me, so you can't see that, actually.
Well, we could bring you in the studio. We could certainly work
You could
that
just
out.
Hear Alan describe it and watch Alan while he describes
Is it floral or fruity?
No, it's not. No, it's floral.
It's pretty floral, yeah. A lot of flowers.
It's like a florist just,
Is it orchids or paringas?
I would probably go with daisies. A little bit of daisies. Some marigolds, I think, are on there, too.
It's very appropriate for that, for the weather.
Christine Lisi, Sports Center Update Anchor, says they look like carnations.
Carnations? I would go with carnations.
Yeah, poinsettias. I'm very nice. A real lesson poinsettias. Here.
If I said if they're carnations, then that definitely means it's polyester. Because they only put those, that's like the corsages flowers and stuff. Those cheap flowers they put on cheap material.
With Christine here, I should point out that Bart did tell me how Christine makes amazing cookies.
I
guess that's a rumor to me because I've not been able to.
None today.
Well, she's made it for everybody but you.
But me. So I feel certainly about that now.
They're
amazing.
Even
though I complimented her beautiful Yankees jacket from 1998.
They're amazing. Hold on, she's a Yankee and a Buffalo Bills fan?
She's allowed
how does
to
that
be?
Work?
Because she's allowed to be, because she loves greatness.
Alan, when are you leaving Bristol?
Tomorrow morning, early. First thing.
Christine says there's going to be treats tomorrow and Friday.
Of course there will be.
She can always mail you down one.
No, that's fine. Just make them when Bart's here again. Everybody loves Bart.
He is a hungry man.
I let everybody ride the scooter. I almost got a speeding ticket going up the hallway.
Say that again. You what?
I almost got a speeding ticket.
Before that.
The first part.
What did you say before that?
Everybody loves.
No.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I let everybody ride.
Phrasing?
Yeah.
Oh.
888 say ESPN.
You want to ride in the backseat of my caddy and rock it up with do or die.
All right. So yesterday you were out.
Yep.
We had Harry Douglas in. And during the show, Harry Douglas all of a sudden is like watching something on social. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, Tariq Cohen's working out. I'm like, all right. And then he goes, no.
Ooh.
And I'm like, what? He goes, oh, man.
Ooh.
He's like, he just went down. It's not good. I'm like, what happened?
Yeah, man.
He's like, I don't know, but I don't want to say it. But off air, he's like, but it might be Achilles. Well, guess what? It is.
Yeah, man. So sad.
The MRI yesterday, a ruptured Achilles tendon, while he was training, live streaming on his Instagram account.
Yeah, man. That's why, man. It's
Adam
tough.
Schefter did the reporting here. Like, remember he missed, did he miss all of last year?
I thought Harry... How does Harry Douglas not do the report if he's watching it live?
That's a good point. Well, no. The idea that it was the
actual Achilles. Yeah.
It's not like he yelled out my Achilles.
Okay.
They had to get an MRI for that.
Who but turned the tough, camera off man. When that happened?
Good point.
Because I'm sure he didn't want to be squirming around on camera. I heard about that, man. That's tough.
What do you think of this, by the way? Giants former Giants cornerback James Bradberry is signing a one-year, $10 million deal with the Eagles.
Yeah.
So he stays in the division.
Yeah, I heard that was happening. Somebody told me that.
Can haunt his former team now.
Told me that for a couple weeks ago.
Oh, you knew this?
Yeah, yeah.
Barchadamas just decided he wasn't going to break this kind of news.
Well, this wasn't Barchadamas. This was inside information, you know what I mean, talking to my contacts. You know what I mean? I do, too, have sources. He said he was going to the
Eagles. Right, and you're not responsible to maybe reveal some of these source information on the show?
No, man. They told me I couldn't go Pat Beverly.
Yeah, you can. Maybe that's what we should call it from now on. Instead of it being Simple Jack, it should be you went full Pat Beverly.
You went full PB.
I mean, you went full Pat Beverly.
You went full PB.
Yeah. Do you think the addition of Bradberry to the Eagles?
Absolutely,
are like, you
man.
Love that, right?
Remember, he's opposite of who? Big play Slay.
Yes.
So now they got the lockdown over there. Clank clack. Mm-hmm. They should have you clapped up. Now they already got two of the fattest dudes in the history of football right next to each other. Mm-hmm. Tons of fun with Fletcher Cox and Jordan Davis. You talk about, you know, the Twin Towers of the national disasters. We call that tsunami. Because we can't go earthquake and what was it, tornado or something, tugboat. We got to go.
It was a tugboat.
Well, it was tugboat. He played tugboat. He played tugboat too, man. They got about 25
aware.
Characters.
Yes, they're different names. Yeah.
It was earthquake and tidal wave or something. I don't know.
There was tornado.
This should be tsunami and what can we call it? Tsunami and and Richter or something. Richter scale or something.
Yeah.
Because that's at least
that's
700 pounds, son. That's 700. They got 700 pounds and two people right next to each other. Oh man, N'Kobe Dean! If that is holding up, he should
better
run.
Do it right now. Are you picking the Eagles to win the NFC East?
Oh hell yeah!
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, who had a better offseason than them?
Yeah, they
just had another lockdown corner.
You gotta trust the quarterback, though. You still gotta trust the quarterback.
The quarterback. They had the number one running attack. So now all they got to do is run the ball like action Lamar, action Jackson, and now they got a real dog behind there when you put that safety up there. They got a first-round top 10 pick last year in Devontae Smith. That's going to get one-on-one coverage all the time.
Who's the second-best team in that division now?
Giants.
Over the Cowboys.
Cowboys going to have – listen, Dante Fowler, that's your Randy Gregory replacement? Man.
Wow. All right. So your Eagles, you locked them up as number one. And instead of the Commanders, instead of the Cowboys, you're going Giants as the second best team?
Yep.
You see, you love you some Daniel Jones. Like, you really believe in
finally
that.
Finally, he can be unlocked.
You refuse to
let
go.
They got great weapons. They got great weapons. Now they can block for him. Now he can burp the baby every once in a while.
Yeah, you hope so. And then maybe Saquon Barkley.
I tell you what, tell the people out there, tell me I'm wrong. People out there, y'all hear me? Tell me I'm wrong.
All right, Bart just called the NFC East. All right, well, let's finish it. So who's the third best team? Are you going Cowboys?
Yeah, Cowboys.
And then the Commanders are the worst team?
Yeah.
Wow.
Worst quarterback.
So that's it. So Bart said it. It's Eagles, Giants.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Cowboys, Commanders. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. More topics with you. Is the Eastern Conference matchup boring? Is Bart right about that division? What was the other one? We had a bunch of things we've been asking people today. We got a lot of calls to get to. We'll get to those next. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Cam's beautiful blouse.
Bart and Han.
On Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio.
Oh, that's
So
that's blood red right there, son.
We got Cam in the studio on ESPN Plus.
I can buy one in your size if you want.
Check out the hair,
Bart.
Son. Yeah, go ahead and get that for me.
Yeah,
we just call them freaky shirts
right now.
We just call them freaky shirts.
No, but see, that's
the barbers up there must be wacky D, man. That's the least.
Didn't do this. I grew this out myself, and I certainly need to go back.
Listen. This guy saunters into the timeout bar over at the Doubletree. I mean, it's over, boys. Like, everybody else, go home.
What I like is the high sleeves too. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It suggests that he was supposed to have big muscles.
Rolled up too,
wiring.
By the way.
Yes.
Folded up like he's got some cigs in there.
You
right? He's going to throw some cigs in there.
There's a pack.
You know what I'm getting from him? I'm getting a lot of Ferris Bueller can't lose type of vibe. You know what I'm saying?
That, yeah.
Like, he looks like a mischievous young man.
Oh, yes.
No skipping school over here.
Skipping work.
So those watching on Plus, we need it. It's at Bart and Han. Want you to tweet something. What you think of Cam's blouse?
What?
And how he's rocking it.
Like,
what
flowers are these?
Yeah, that's the other thing, too.
Christine Lisi says carnations and poinsettias, but...
A little bit.
It's almost like how Clyde does. Like, you know how Clyde take material that's supposed to be like for shades and drapes? It looks like that's supposed to be like swim trunks.
That is Clyde. It's
Clyde-esque. That's called recycling, Bart. Yeah, it's a good thing.
Cam, it was the leftover material.
That's a Clyde. Sure.
Cam is the Clyde of Bristol.
Yes.
That's just what he is. That's what he is.
Clyde Pratt of Bristol.
He almost Allen.
Yeah. What do you got?
He like he can be your son.
I don't know about that.
Where was you at in 92?
What?
Me?
Nine, you was on the beat.
-5?
Wait, why am I laughing? That's not funny. There's none of that. There's none of that. So I would love to get people's reactions to this because, you know, I mean, first of all, he's a good sport about it. Second of all, it certainly is a blouse. You know, like it's definitely a blouse. So we'll collect your answers and responses on this and see. But
he's freshly shaving too.
He's not freshly shaving at all.
No, I shaved 2 days ago.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying.
Until a few days.
That's what I'm saying. It looked like he had a hockey beard. I can see like remnants, like he can grow a really full
5
beard.
5 o'clock shadow.
You know, yeah, he can grow
it's
one.
It's kind of patchy. It's missing spots.
Man. Well, you know, they got stencil for that, son. Mm,
I tell him to grow
a nice Sharpie.
Yeah, I tell stencil. Him all the time.
Grow a beard?
Yeah.
No.
That's because Renee got that T.I. and Dr. Dre whiskers. You know what I'm saying? He got nothing that connects.
Renee's got the Bisami Mucho goatee.
Exactly.
I didn't know we were going to go down this road. What do you got, Bart?
I can't grow a beard either, man. Yeah. I'm Patch Adams on my cheeks, too.
Hey, you can see Renee's in the honeycomb hideout right now. You can see it, too. Renee didn't have to shave for like a month.
Exactly.
Like, seriously.
He came in the womb with that.
He
didn't
wait for that mustache to catch up with that beard at all.
That's how that works. We're back in 10 seconds.
Bart and Hahn.
That's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Say today, say ESPN, 888-729-3776. If you missed it on Plus, Cam came into the studio and let us see that blouse in all its splendor, and Bart loved it. I don't know if Bart, like, it's not one that, like, is that something you would wear?
It depends on where I'm going. Like,
see, if I wore that, I wouldn't be allowed anywhere near a school zone.
No.
Like, you know, my age, like, they'd look at me like, nah, you're not, you got it. There's a perimeter for people like you. Like, well, you got to stay out of this area.
Well, if you're on a boat, like, and you got some white shorts on, boat, that's like a perfect, like, you know, you're on vacation, boat shirt, you know what I mean, sitting on a beach somewhere.
Yeah, black shorts.
White. You got to go white.
You got to go white. Even though it's red, there's some white in there.
You got to go white because it's summertime. Mm-hmm. Black make your chiclets hot.
Excuse me?
Well, you don't wear black shorts and it's like summertime. Like, out here, around here, it's supposed to be 95.
Yeah.
Wear some black if you want to. You're going to have that back butter.
Yes. You don't want the back butter.
Nothing worse than back butter because that back butter goes right down that little tunnel and go right to your...
No, but definitely got
it. You know what I'm talking about.
No, we
So we're just done with phrasing, right? That's not a thing anymore?
We're good. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 to reset. Bart said, after hearing about James Bradberry signing a one-year deal with the Eagles, so they add another corner now, and they'd get him from the Giants, who the Giants moved on from. He thinks the Eagles are going to win the division, NFC East. And I said, all right, well, who's the second best team? And I'm waiting for Dallas Cowboys. He goes, no, it's the Giants. Like, what? And then it's the Cowboys, and then he's got the Commanders fourth. And he wants to know, does anybody think he's wrong? Sal is in New York City. Sal, is Bart right or wrong?
Yes. Yeah, Bart, absolutely 100% on the money with that. A couple of things. People falling asleep on Danny. He's no franchise guy, but he's no scrub. You give him a little protection up in front of the weapons that he's got. Giants are absolutely a second-place team. Cowboys are going to receive, and Washington's just Washington. But, with the Eagles, back in the day, there was an artist in the disco days called Sylvester, and his backup singers were called Two Tons of Fun. So we throw that out there to my man on the Eagles, and that's Two Tons of Fun. They're going to have a field day out there.
Thank you, Sal.
And remember, they got Brandon Graham coming back who helped win them the Super Bowl. And they also have Hassan Reddick, who they signed, who's just been a sack machine for the last couple of years. So now you just tie the back end to the front end if you're Philadelphia. Because now you have Bradberry, who's a one somewhere else, who's going to be forced to be a number two. And then now you go over there and you got big play Slay. Like, it's going to be tough sledding. And they had a tremendous draft.
Yeah.
So, I mean, tons of fun sitting there. Now you got A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and you got Gesicki. And then now you got Kelsey.
Mm-hmm.
You also have Lane Johnson. Like, so, and then a young kid that they found out of nowhere. Remember, they had drafted Dillard. Now they got this big 6'8", 345 Samoan. And this dude is just a rock solid. They led the league in rushing last year for a reason.
By the way, the combo, the wrestling combo, everybody's telling us it was earthquake and typhoon.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, we the T part was right. We just didn't get the rest of it right. But yeah, I mean, I like the take. It's the second place one that really got me. You know,
listen,
let's see.
Listen, couple listen, of comments. Coaches matter.
Yep.
And then Wink Martindale. People forget that Raven defense is an attacking defense. Now, listen, they lost some secondary pieces,
mm-hmm.
but man. You think about what Ozeez did last year as a rookie,
yeah.
And then you put that Kayvon Thibodeau right there,
mm-hmm.
and then you still have two top 10 picks in Dexter Lawrence and Leonard Williams. Come on, son. What are we talking about?
All right. We'll continue with your calls on this. A lot of people do want to sound off on this, no question about it. Also getting reaction to Cam's blouse. Shireen says, Cam's shirt reminds me of Weekend at Bernie's. Michelle, who listens and watches all the time on ESPN Plus, she said the shirt is awesome from the neck up.
Looking at your son.
Yeah. So there you go, Cam.
You got Alan up there like life out of pappy.
But coming up, Bart, we did have a draft lottery yesterday. And in that draft lottery, a team moved up and got number one for the fourth time and in the 30th anniversary. And the way they won it has a cute little story that we're going to tell you next.
Bart and Han.